You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. In the last part of our show, we're looking at the newest generations, millennials and Generation Z. If you watch any ad or read just about any publication, it's hard to escape the fascination with millennials. They're born somewhere between the mid-80s and the early 2000s, and it seems like every company is trying to figure them out, who they are, what they want. Mick McCabe is a chief strategy officer at the ad agency Leo Burnett. He says just about every meeting he's in is all about millennials.
What is a millennial? Well, millennial represents approximately 80 million of the U.S. population, which is a fourth. And they're roughly speaking somewhere between the ages of 18 to 34. It is the most diverse generation ever. Very tolerant, very open, and it's a generation that is hot on the lips of every marketer in the country.
Why do you guys want them so badly?
Well, I think what's happened is there's a lot of mystery around them, obviously, and so much has been documented and written both positively and negatively about this group. But I think for marketers, the reason they're such a profound part of the conversation is they represent what the future looks like. And so companies can either succeed or fail as they succeed and fail with millennials. So there's a near-nigh obsession with having conversations with what technology they're using, what's their values, what's important to them, how to connect with them, how to, you know, frankly, how to develop them as customers for a long period of time.
So I have this whole stack of research on my desk about what you guys do and about millennials. And a lot of this seems to be they want purchases that make them feel good about themselves. They want to be spoken with, not to.
At the end of the day, I think millennials, surprise, surprise, are human beings. And so the things that they want as human beings, to connect with people, to have their voice heard, to be authentic, to laugh, to change the world for better, are very indigenous to this group, as they are to all human beings. What's different is their embrace of technology allows them to, in a much more intense way, access those human emotions, access their voice being heard. The way they view brands, the way they distribute content, the way they sort of raise their voices and want others to hear them is more profound and more intense than previous generations.
So I looked at this ad that you guys did for McDonald's where it plays Debussy's Clair de Lune, and, you know, there are these very simple text references to woman plus shark plus da-da-dum, or you talking to me plus you're talking to me, you're talking to me. And then the end is, you know, all beef patty, lettuce, cheese, special sauce.
Yes.
Etc. And amazingly, the score morphs into that sort of three-note McDonald's piece of music. And I asked my millennial producer about it, and she said she liked the simplicity, the climax, and then this sort of sense that they're not trying to sell me anything specific. They're trying to sell me McDonald's. But I was like, this is a massive company. Of course they're trying to sell you stuff. Why does that work?
Well, that particular ad appeared and was customized for the Academy Awards. And I think what made it work was it was contextually appropriate for the Academy Awards. So it wasn't trying to force you to run to the store to buy a burger and fries. It was reminding you of the iconic nature of the Big Mac in the context of other big iconic reference points, other movies. And so I think
nostalgia.
Yes, nostalgia for something that's been around for long periods of time, just like all those movies. So I think McDonald's spoke to the audience in the right way, in an authentic way, in a credible way. That is a big part of millennials. It's speak with the right note, with the right subject, at the right time. And I think that is more pronounced for this generation because of 85% ownership of smartphones. They want it when they want it.
Where are you trying to reach them? Is this all about smartphones and social networks?
I don't know. It's not, actually. I think those social networks are obviously an important part of distributing content. But it starts with what do they want to share. So when you get a germ of an idea like a girl, for instance, for Always.
My name is Dakota, and I'm 10 years old.
Show me what it looks like to run like a girl.
It was a video that was created on YouTube.
Throw like a girl.
That took on this whole issue of
fight like a girl.
Why is like a girl an insult?
What does it mean to you when I say run like a girl?
It means run fast as you can.
That shouldn't be an insult. And we created a piece of content for 2 minutes that started on YouTube, but it started and galvanized, frankly, a global conversation. And interesting what happened with that, it got 60 million views on YouTube, and then it turned into a Super Bowl spot.
Some of your clients, you know, we're talking brands that have been around for a long time, McDonald's, Coke, Samsung. How do you take a vintage brand and sell it to that demographic?
What I would say is we don't treat brands that are mature and have been around a long time any different than we treat a young brand. Because at the end of the day, they're trying to connect with their audiences. So McDonald's will connect very differently than a technology brand like Nintendo or Samsung. So McDonald's, for instance, pay with lovin' was the thing that we did in the store during the Super Bowl. And it allowed, when people came in, people actually got a free meal if they did something loving to their parents, to the person with them, if they made a call to someone.
Oh, come on.
Yes. And so it was real, and it encouraged a connection between people. And that's a natural conversation coming from McDonald's.
Isn't there something tremendously ironic about pursuing authenticity in a multi-million dollar advertising campaign that is designed to sell things?
I think in a previous era, the era of the hidden persuaders, that era is dead. Authentic, credible, real connections between brands and people, including millennials, is where marketing and brands are going. And of course,
but the bottom line is about making money, isn't it?
Well, of course, yes. The bottom line is also about doing good for the world, and those two are not mutually exclusive. But certainly, the health of a company is a big part of this. But a health of a company like McDonald's and Coke depends on them having real connections with millennials. If they have a fake connection with them, they won't grow.
Mick McCabe is a chief strategy officer for Leo Burnett USA. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.